Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 86, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I am Rob Parker, your host. What a show we have for you today. One of the all-time great pitchers in baseball, Doc Gooden, that's right. He joins us on the podcast. Also, ESPN national correspondent Pedro Gomez. He will as well appear. Let's go.
Batter up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball. Number one.
According to sources, Major League Baseball could come up with an idea of having a bubble-type format for the postseason. It wouldn't be like the NBA at a single site. Maybe more like the NHL where they have multiple sites something like that where they could try to keep the players safe. For the most part, most of baseball is functioning. You know, you do have the outbreaks with the Marlins and the Cardinals, but to make sure to ensure that we have a postseason without interruption, a bubble-type idea for the playoffs sounds like a good idea.
Number two.
We're not sure how serious this could be, but on Tuesday night, Aaron Judge was pinch hit, and then Wednesday, he wasn't going to be in the lineup because of what they called, quote, lower body tightness, and that would be with the calves and the hamstring. Aaron Judge has to stay healthy for the Yankees. That's what everybody was hoping, that this season he could stay on the field. He's off to an unbelievable start, leading Major League Baseball in home runs with 9, tied for the Major League lead in RBIs with 20. And if this was a full season, and considering how many games the Yankees would have played, Aaron Judge would be on a pace, are you ready, for 101 home runs and 283 RBIs. Wow. The Yankees just hope that he can be healthy again and bring that bat with him.
Number three.
Maybe it's just karma. What else could it be? The Houston Astros have an unbelievable roster, but somehow, some way, 3 of their big-time hitters are struggling. Going into Wednesday's action, Jose Altuve batting 183. George Springer batting 182. Alex Bregman batting 224. This is the same team that's gone to the World Series 2 years in a row, and instead, they are struggling. Even their bullpen has been putrid so far with 7 blown saves. Get this. Last year, the Astros blew just 20 games all year en route to their third straight AL West title. And now they're on pace for 25 blown saves and a shortened season. So maybe it's karma. Maybe it's just a bad start. Maybe it's just bad luck. But the Astros right now, they stink.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast one of my favorites, Dwight Gooden, better known as Doc Gooden, Dr. K, who, of course, was a Rookie of the Year in 1984, took baseball by storm, was an unbelievable pitcher, and he joins us on the podcast. What's up, Doc?
Everything's good. How you doing, my man?
Doing great. Let's talk some baseball. Jump right into it. Playing during the pandemic, this has been something. Baseball has done a pretty good job. A couple of teams have had outbreaks, but for the most part, everybody else has kind of stayed safe and have had a lot of negative tests. Doc, what do you make of playing during the pandemic? And if you were still playing, would you have played or would you have opted out?
That's a great question. I think baseball is doing a great job considering, and I know like the Marlins, a lot of guys tested positive at one time. You know, it's tough when, you know, guys was already shut down in the house when this stuff first started, and then they started traveling with the team. So it's kind of expected some guys are going to, you know, test positive. But I think baseball is doing the best job they possibly can. Me personally, I guess speaking from a fan of baseball, because I am a fan, I'm glad baseball is back. But I think if it was during my era or if I was playing, I don't think – me personally, I would play only because of being a pitcher. It's nothing when spring training stops. It's nothing you can really duplicate a baseball game. I think that's why we've seen a lot of injuries to these pitchers, not only shoulders, but just with his hamstrings or Achilles or what have you, because of that. And then when it came back, I guess they only trained, or the summer camp was only for about 3 weeks. And then you jump into it. And plus, without fans, that's got to be, from a mental standpoint, I know being a professional athlete, you're taught to adapt, but that's got to be very tough and very strange to really get motivated and totally locked into the game. So, me personally, I probably wouldn't have played, but I'm glad baseball is here and they're playing just from a fan standpoint.
Doc, in 1985, I remember I watched probably every start you had that season. And for people who don't know, you need to go look at the 1985 stats and any highlights. He had 24 wins, 268 strikeouts, ERA of 1.53, the second lowest in the live ball era to Bob Gibson. And that year was incredible. And I bring it up to talk about the Mets' current guy in Jacob DeGrom, Doc, who has dominated and been unbelievable. What makes him so tough? And do you enjoy watching DeGrom pitch?
Oh, definitely. DeGrom's totally locked in. I love watching him pitch. I might be a little biased because I was a Met, as you mentioned, and I love pitchers. I'm still a fan of the 2-1 ball game. But what makes DeGrom special is there's a lot of pressure on him because of the success he's had. But it actually seems like he's getting better every year, if that's possible. He accepts the challenge, and, you know, obviously they don't score a lot of runs for him, and he's aware of that. And plus being aware that the opposing pitch is going to be up for him, and the hitters, they know who they're facing, so they're going to concentrate more in batting practice and the night before to get up for him, and he still goes out day in and day out to dominate.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And there's a lot of pressure on him because he has to win or he has to keep the team in the game every start he takes because of the injuries they have to the staff, not only this year but last year as well. And he's himself a challenge. And when he pitches, I mean, the team around him, I guess they're getting upbeat, but unfortunately not scoring runs. I've never seen anything like that. But he still goes out every game and fully dominates. He don't let anything bother him. He keeps the same face all the time, which is hard to find this day and this generation, where guys, if they make errors behind him or a play they think should be made, he don't show it on his face. If they don't score runs for him and take on the game, he don't show it on his face. He keeps the same demeanor on the mound, which is very tough to do, but he does that. And it seems like every start, if he gives up two runs, then you think something's wrong. But this guy's legit, and it seems like he's still getting better every year. His last start was a sign of a good pitcher. He didn't have his best stuff, but he got through 5 innings, and he only gave up two runs. And that shows you that he's something special.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Our guest is Dwight Gooden, of course, former Mets pitcher, Yankees, also pitched for the Indians, the Astros, the Devil Rays, and Dwight won 3 World Series during his career. And speaking of the Yankees, you pitched a no-hitter for the Yankees, and you won a World Series with the Yankees. There's one guy swinging the bat right now, Aaron Judge, for the Yankees, leads the major leagues currently, Doc, with 9 home runs, has just been unbelievable, 20 RBIs. How do you pitch a guy like Aaron Judge, who's so big, that strike zone? He seems to be able to take the ball the other way. He had a problem striking out early on in his career, but he seems to be focused this year.
It's definitely a total package. This guy, they can keep him on the field for a whole season. It's amazing the numbers he can actually put up. I mean, he's a first-time hitter. Myself, in my prime, which I don't see pitchers doing a lot now, and hopefully, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm a New York fan. I root for the Yankees as well. I'm not getting away with the secrets here, but me personally, I would have to move his feet. And what I mean by that, pitching him inside, try to make him uncomfortable, and you throw breaking balls, you know, off the plate, and try to get him to chase the high fastball. Most of these guys throw in upper 90s, but guys are not pitching him inside. And what I mean by pitching him inside to move his feet, not necessarily to hit him, anything like that, but you got to make these guys uncomfortable, because especially a guy like that, he's a big guy, and as you mentioned, he has power to all sides of the ballpark, and he's a big, strong guy, but you have to make a guy like that uncomfortable by pounding him inside, you know, moving him off the plate so he's uncomfortable. And if he's comfortable, I mean, he could do damage, as we see. I mean, he's a great hitter, and it seems like he's learning the strike zone more and more every year. And so a guy like that, me personally, if I was facing him, I'll just keep him uncomfortable by pounding him inside, making him move his feet as much as I possibly can.
Speaking of some great hitters in baseball, there's a couple of big-time names struggling. Jose Altuve with the Astros. Also, Christian Yelich with Milwaukee. I mean, Christian Yelich adds 2 straight batting titles and, of course, was an MVP 2 years ago, Doc. Last year, was second in the MVP voting. And this year, he's batting 164. When you see something like that, is that like maybe just a slow start? People get off the slow starts, or could there be more to that? That guy was coming off an injury.
I think a little bit of both. I think coming off an injury, a slow start, and then I'm sure the spring training, the original spring training had, he probably didn't do much if I was taking it slow, not knowing the pandemic thing was going to happen, and then you had the setback, and then now he's coming back. And so now, unfortunately, with a short season, all the numbers are going to show. It's going to stick out more than anything, whether they're great numbers or or like you said, these guys are struggling. Two, maybe probably because he don't know what's coming. He don't know the signs anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a good joke, though. I like that.
These guys are great hitters, man. And these type of guys, I wouldn't worry about these guys because their track record speaks for itself. I think they'll be okay. But with a short season like this, everything is magnitude and it shows.
Last thing, you did make that Astros joke. The Astros actually are going to make out this year because there are no fans in the ballpark. Had there been fans, would they have been booed all over the country, you think?
Oh, no doubt. They're definitely one of the teams that benefited from this year because of that. And, you know, they definitely got booed all over the country, no doubt. It started in spring training and deservedly so when all this stuff is going on. And I'm sure, even though baseball has changed so much now, I don't agree with hitting guys, you know, intentionally in the head or anything like that, unless you're retaliating. But I'm sure there have been a lot of situations where these guys were getting knocked down, as you saw with Kelly from the Dodgers that did it. And I don't think it was fair for the suspicion he got because he actually didn't hit anybody. But, you know, I'm sure they get what they deserve, but they're a good team, and I expect them to be right back in it.
No doubt. Dwight, you sound good. Everything good. What's new in your life?
Yeah, everything's great, man. I'm finna head down to Maryland. I got a young son, 15. Unfortunately, he don't like baseball. He plays football and basketball.
Does he know who his dad is? Does he know who his dad is?
Perfect size. He's 6'5", 190, size 13 shoe. Perfect size body for a pitcher, but he told me baseball was boring. I'm like, man, you got to be kidding me. But he's doing well academically. That's the most important thing. Myself, I'm healthy. I'm feeling good. I'm actually going to see Chef. Jeff is coaching the AAU baseball team with his kids and his grandson. So I'm going out there and help his pitchers a little bit.
All right. I appreciate it. His name is Dwight Gooden, one of the best pitchers in baseball. No doubt about it. Hey, Doc, thanks for joining me, man, on the podcast.
Oh, my pleasure.
Stay safe, stay well, and I hope to see you in New York soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks, buddy. Keep up the good work, and always great talking to you.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Well, hitting 400 is like seeing Bigfoot. You've heard people talk about it. Any evidence you've seen is in black and white, and your grandpa's convinced any new sightings are bogus. So in this sprint of a 60-game season, there's a chance we could see some records fall, at least from the rate stats category. Today, let's focus on that chase for 400. Everyone remembers the last guy to hit 400 in a season. That was Ted Williams, who hit 406 back in 1941. The closest anybody has come since then also happened in a truncated season. Tony Gwynn's 394 mark when the season shut down due to the strike in 1994. Now, is there somebody who could do it this year? We've already passed the quarter pole in the season, and the Rockies' Charlie Blackmon has been a man on fire. His 484 average is the best by any player through 16 games since Barry Bonds in 2004. He's already won a batting title back in 2017, and based on where he plays, where a Rockies player has won the batting title 11 times in their 27 years of existence, it'd be an upset if someone who hit 400 who didn't don the purple pinstripes. Now, offense at Coors Field isn't absurd because of the long ball. It's because it's a haven for bloops and shots to the gap in the spacious outfield. Blackmon is a career 352 hitter at Coors Field, by the way, for this very reason. Now, there have been 33 players hit 400 in a team's first 60 games in the modern era, but none since Chipper Jones hit 409 in 2008. Could this year be Blackman's year? Never count out Chuck Nasty.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? I don't believe it. My, oh my.
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, here's ShadowLeague.com MLB insider, J.R. Gamble.
MLB has a new generation of sons of former major leaguers who are 25 and younger and destined to become future MLB stars. Fernando Tatis Jr. and Vlad Guerrero Jr. were the most heralded rookies in 2019. JR, is it foul or fair to say that Tatis Jr. has not yet pulled away from the pack?
That's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Have you seen this kid? Before last night's two-hit game, he had six homers overall in the last six games. After a super solid rookie season that was cut short due to a stress reaction in his back, He's come into this COVID season and played like a top three MLB player. He's up there with Aaron Judge for most MLB bombs with 8, and he's up there in most offensive categories. He's brought a...
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Excitement and ridiculous defense to an MLB team that didn't have a pulse before the energy that he brought to the scene in the Padres. In the same way that Mike Trout quickly separated himself from Bryce Harper when they were young phenoms, Tatis Jr. is grasping the MLB game much quicker than Vlad Guerrero or Kevon Biggio, Bo Bichette of the Blue Jays, or Raul Mondesi Jr. All of the aforementioned names are highly touted sons of former Major League players. While they all possess incredible potential, it's obvious there are weaknesses in their game that they still need to refine, whether it be too many strikeouts or not enough power. Tatis Jr., however, is what you call a franchise player. He elevates the rest of his team with his play. He brings an infectious and youthful vibrance to the team, and he seems to be inspiring some veterans who may have become complacent, like Manny Machado, with losing. In fact, he has the Padres, which are perennial doormats, competing with the Dodgers in the NL West. So all of the second-generation MLB players mentioned have superstar potential, no doubt. But the kid who celebrated his 100th career Major League game Sunday by knocking his 30th career home run, he's flexing and separating from the pack of young gun sons. In a 60-game season, getting off to a fast start is what it's all about, and it makes Fernando Tatis Jr. an early NL MVP favorite.
Take out the paper, then the trash.
It's time for Trash Talk Twitter. Your chance to trash anyone or anything in Major League Baseball.
This week's winner is Marlon Walker. That's right, M.79. And he sent me this. Throw the whole damn Cardinals roster away.
Don't know that.
Yes, Marlon is frustrated because, of course, the Cardinals have only played 5 games. They're 2-3 because of the pandemic, because of the outbreak in their clubhouse. Yes, so Marlon is the winner. He wins a new era snapback for his trash. If you want to be a winner like Marlon, just hit me up on my Twitter at Rob Parker FS1, and you too can be a winner.
Don't know that.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome to the podcast a close friend of mine, a CWPF. That's right, close, warm, personal friend, Pedro Gomez, a national correspondent for ESPN. Welcome to the podcast. What's up, buddy?
Rob, my man, it is so, so great to catch up again. You know, the great thing about our friendship, we could go a while without talking, and when we do, no time has elapsed.
No doubt about it. We go way back
and
almost 20 years.
That's it true is. Friendship.
No doubt. And we both have a love for baseball. We really do. And tell
well, that's
me,
where we met. That's where we met. You were Reds and then Tigers, and I was A's beat writer, and we were both beat writers.
Yep, back in the days in the 90s. And this 2020 season, Pedro, is totally different. Tell me what jumps out at you so far, a couple of weeks, almost 3 weeks into this.
I mean, I think the biggest thing that jumps out is the fact that the St. Louis Cardinals have only played 5 games. That is just crazy to think that a club has not played in over 2 weeks and has just been sitting at home waiting for negative test results. I mean, we knew that there was going to be some craziness, but I don't know that we quite knew it was going to be so just singular. Pull out here, pull out there. An entire club not playing for this long. Certainly the hijinks by the two Indians pitchers is not good. But hey man, baseball's back, but it's so weird to watch with nobody in the stands, no atmosphere. I mean, I've talked to players and that's certainly something that they've told me is it takes a lot of getting used to the lack of atmosphere inside the stadium.
No doubt about it. There have been some big stars who are struggling, and one guy is Jose Altuve from the Astros. And Pedro, is it fair when you think about what they went through with the cheating scandal and you remember Altuve holding onto his jersey, looking like there was something underneath and people saying, sure, they could hit. They knew what was coming with the banging of the trash cans. Is his slow start, does that any kind of indictment or he's just having a off year or a slow start? What do you read into that?
Well, I mean, look, the fact is that let's say it purely is coincidental. Let's say he is just off to a slow start, which certainly we know players have done that. That's not unusual. But because of the circumstances, it certainly invites all sorts of talk along those lines. And, you know, people could say it's not fair, but the reality is that the Astros put themselves in that position. Look, you and I both know Oral Hershiser, and Oral is one of the sweetest, kindest men I've ever met in the game, a true gentleman. He is the color guy for Dodgers broadcasts, and I was watching, and Altuve strikes out, and as they're going to break, Hershiser, who really rarely, if ever, says anything derogatory about anybody, simply said, well, It's a lot harder when you're guessing than when you know.
Wow.
That's all he said.
And you know what? The numbers say it. I think it was he's batting 183, and he is really, really struggling. So we'll watch the Astros and Altuve and those guys. Let's turn to the Cleveland Indians, who might have a name change at some point or next year or whatever. Help me with this. No Corey Kluber, no Trevor Bauer. And yet their starting rotation is 2.24, and the Indians just keep going.
They do, but now it's going to be interesting to see what happens if Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger are removed from that rotation for a little bit of time here because they did break protocol and went out on the town in Chicago on Saturday night, potentially exposing teammate Carlos Carrasco, who underwent a leukemia procedure a year ago, to the COVID disease. And that's reprehensible to think that anybody would put a teammate's life at risk like this. And knowing what the protocols are, to still flaunt the rules and say, nah, it's Chicago, we're going out on the town. I know they've both come out with contrite statements saying how wrong they were, but they knew they were wrong when they were doing it. And that's so, look, Cleveland's pitching phenomenally, but those two guys are a big part of what they've been doing. And it certainly looks, Rob, like they're going to be punished, if not by Major League Baseball, by the Indians themselves, who've already put both of those pitchers on the restricted list, meaning they are not active members of the roster at the moment.
No doubt, and they should have. Our guest is Pedro Gomez, national correspondent with ESPN. Let's talk about the White Sox and their star shortstop, Tim Anderson. He's batting .324 this year so far, and he won the batting title, of course, last year in the AL with a .335 batting average. This guy's a star. I mean, you can't look at last year as some fluke or something. This guy swings the bat.
He absolutely does, and I know the White Sox have not been a marquee franchise the last 5-6 years, but my Lord, you watch the White Sox today, they are a very entertaining squad. They've got Yoan Moncada, they've got Luis Robert in center, veteran Jose Abreu at first. They've got real talent on that club. They added Yasmani Grandal behind the plate. They add Dallas Keuchel and Gio Gonzalez to their rotation that already had Lucas Giolito on it. And if you were to take a needle and say a club is pointing upward or downward, the White Sox absolutely are pointing upward. And I think they're going to be – they're a fun team to watch. Rob, think of – and I know you know basketball. Think of the old Suns back when Nash and Stoudemire and Rajah Bell and, all those guys were playing for the Suns, and they may not have been the champs, but they were a fun watch. That's how I view the White Sox. They're a fun watch.
No doubt about it. All right, last thing, Pedro, your World Series pick. You could give me what you picked. I don't know if you've changed. I doubt it. But what you picked before the season started, who did you have representing the American League and National League?
Well, I had the Oakland A's winning it all. And I think I'm going to stick with that because they're playing really, really good ball.
I was going to say that. But that's a good call. I mean, they just, for whatever reason, they can never get past the Yankees in the postseason, but they've had great years.
Yeah, they've had more struggles getting, the wild card game, obviously, but they look like they're going to be in a position where they're not going to have to play that. Well, there's not a one-game wild card this year, first of all, but they look like they weren't going to be in that position regardless, even if it had been a full season. I just saw a club that won 97 games each of the last 2 years, lost in the wild card round each of the last 2 years. But then when I saw them in spring training early, before spring training got halted back in February, they just looked to me like a club that was out to say, the Astros cheated, won the division each of the last 2 years, with over 100 wins, and who knows how many of those wins were legitimate. We probably are the better team, and we're going to show everyone this year. And that also was part of the reason that I took the A's. Plus, they're very talented. I mean, you've got Olsen at first. You've got Chapman at third. You've got Simeon at short. You've got a great young rotation. They've got a lot of good pieces. They've got a great manager in Bob Melvin. So I'm going to stick with Oakland. And, you know, I made the pick before, and I'm going to stick with them. I had the Dodgers going in the National League, and look, talent-wise, the Dodgers are still loaded. I know they're not playing up to maybe the capability, but Dustin May right now, he may have the best stuff in the entire game. I don't know that there's a pitcher with better, more electric stuff right now. And then if you've got him, you've got Walker Buehler, you still have Clayton Kershaw, who I know is maybe third or fourth in that rotation now. But if that's your three or four, that's pretty damn good.
No doubt about it. His name, Pedro Gomez, national correspondent from ESPN and my friend of a long time. Thanks for joining the podcast, my man. I appreciate you. Stay safe.
Oh, Rob, absolutely. When we were friends, we didn't have gray hair.
No,
when
we did met, not.
Say, when we met.
No doubt.
Take care, my brother.
All right, you too.
Now it's time for some Diamond Dust with Wish TV's Phil Sanchez.
Out of here!
He played baseball in college. Now hear his MLB knowledge.
So believe it or not, we're already about a quarter of a way through the shortened season. And with the exception of the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals, things have gone pretty smoothly. Now the problem is, every time a game is postponed, it throws a wrinkle into the schedule. And time, of course, is of the essence. Well, that brings us to the fall and playoff time. Major League Baseball cannot risk having a Marlins or Cardinals debacle in October. And the league knows that. That's why league officials are holding ongoing discussions about what to do for the playoffs, and the answer just might be a bubble-type atmosphere. That's according to ESPN's Jeff Passan, who says sources have told him that the league is having ongoing discussions about a postseason bubble-type format. Now, it makes total sense, no doubt about that, but it's not going to be easy. Remember, MLB has expanded the playoffs this season to include 16 teams, so hosting all of those teams in one location probably out the window. The only way it can be done is if you use three or four locations. But where will said locations be? Because not only will we still be dealing with the pandemic come this fall, but we'll also be dealing with weather, specifically in certain northern cities in September and October. So a lot for the league and its officials to sift through over the next few weeks. And I say, do whatever you can to make it happen. We need post season baseball as long as you can do it safely.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL for a lot of reasons, one which is you never know how a game's going to end or, you know, what could be the scenario? It's not always the same. It could be a dropped infield pop-up. It could be like an inside the Parker to lose the game. It could be a base running blunder. I mean, there's so many bizarre ways that baseball can end in walk-off fashion. It's not always just the walk-off home run or something like that. You could be walked in, forced a run in with the bases loaded. There's just so many quirky ways of baseball that it leaves you on the edge of your seat. You never know what's coming. How about the game ending on a balk where the pitcher flinches and a man on third? That's baseball. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
Calling
Celebrating all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's Partner Plan. In fact, people who diet together lose 20% more weight than dieting on their own. Get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. Plus, try our new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant, portioned with half the calories. Don't wait. You could win big cash during Nutrisystem's Better Together Partner Plan 100K giveaway. And maybe win the grand prize of $25,000. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off your first month. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Don't wait. This partner plan offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin.
See website for details on our 2-month subscription offer. No purchase necessary. Open only to U.S. residents over 21. Void where prohibited. Runs December 25 through April 4th, 2022. For official rules, visit Nutrisystem.com. Sponsored by Nutrisystem, Inc.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.